Tuesday. Yeah. TLC Tuesday. Dedicated to Captain Glenn from The Other Guys, played by Michael Keaton. Oh, man. You guys, seriously, you guys have to see this movie. Dan, you got to see it. It is, I mean, ridiculously funny. And Mark Wahlberg, I'm telling you, it might be one of my favorite comedic performances of all time. He's so incredibly funny in that movie. And he's got the part of, like, where he just does the slow burn the whole movie because he hates Will Ferrell's character so much. Like, almost the dynamic between the two of them is Will Ferrell being goofy-ass Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg wanting to punch him in the face, like, for the entire movie. It's so hysterical. I love that movie. All right. Yeah, man, TLC Tuesday. All right. So I've got this. Dan, where did this come from? What website did this
Mental Floss.
From? Is it who? Mental Floss? Oh. So they've got forgotten foods that were found on restaurant menus of yesteryear. See if anybody remembers these. And I want you guys to call in 312-981-7200 with stuff that you used to eat, stuff that your mom or dad used to make when you were growing up. Like old school recipes, old school dinner, stuff that you just don't see anymore, that you don't eat anymore. So here's this. Let me give you some of the choices that are on this menu. Farina souffle. Now, Esmeralda, does that sound like something that you've eaten?
I don't like cream of wheat or oatmeal or any of those kind of things, so no. I wouldn't touch it.
Now, Dan, I know you're not a hot liquid guy. Does that mean you're not? I know we've never talked about this. Are you anti-oatmeal, anti-cream of wheat, that kind of stuff?
I'm okay with oatmeal, but, like, I pretty much let it cool to just above room temperature.
Mm. Now, what about spaghetti and spaghetti sauce and stuff like that? For people who don't know, Dan doesn't like hot liquid.
Yeah. Usually, I've got enough pasta going that it, you know, the sauce itself is just there.
Not, what about gravy?
I'm not a big gravy guy. I'll run it over, but I won't do much more than that.
If you pour gravy on a shoe, I'll eat it. I mean, I don't, you know.
So would foot cheese.
Foot cheese, yeah. Well, he'd put some foot cheese on it first, and then gravy.
What about cheese? Liquid cheese.
Like nacho cheese?
Yeah, like Velveeta.
No, not really. Like, I'm kind of freaked out by those chocolate fountains that people have at weddings.
But those aren't hot.
Yeah.
Well, I know, but just anything kind of in that genre.
Yeah. I don't know why I find that so unusual, Dan, that you don't like hot liquid.
Do you know who else has aversions to hot liquids?
Oh, God, who?
Anderson Cooper and Jay Leno.
You all should start a club.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Okay, here's the questions that I have. And I have multiple questions, Dan. I'm sorry, that's not what I expected to hear. Okay. Okay. One. How did you find out that Anderson Cooper and Jay Leno don't like hot liquids? How does one discover this?
It's not as good of a story as it seems. Anderson, I'd not have coffee with Anderson Cooper and Jay Leno, and we all spit out our coffee. He was on Leno's show, and Leno brought it up. Leno just said, hey, I found out while my staff person was doing their research that you don't like hot liquids either.
You must have just lost your mind when you were watching it.
Actually, a listener told me about it, because this was back when, like, Stephen Johnny days, that somebody called up and said, you're the only other person I know who doesn't like hot liquids.
That is, I thought maybe you were sitting, you were watching it one night. That happened, and your head exploded. I mean, because I don't know anyone who doesn't like hot liquids. But now Jay Leno and Anderson Cooper and Dan Chigrou are anti hot liquids.
According to allthingsandersoncooper.com, he doesn't consider soup a hot drink, so it doesn't fall under that category. He does drink coffee and tea, but only if it's iced.
But wait, why does soup, but what if it's just like, I bet he doesn't just like have broth, though.
Probably not, no.
It just seems strange to me, Dan. Anybody else in your family have that issue? No, right?
No. And my mom's so sweet because every Thursday morning when I drop off Emily, she always offers me a cup of coffee and goes, you don't like coffee. I don't know why I keep asking you.
You know, that's a normal thing, man. My parents still do this, man. You know, I'm 50 and I can't tell you the number of times like I'll eat dinner with my folks and they're like, because I'm not a dessert guy at all. You know, never have been. I'm not a big sweets guy. Very rarely do I eat sweets unless it's like a special thing. You know, so my dad constantly, want a piece of pie? You want some cake? You want? I'm like, no, Dad, no. And they ask me if I want coffee all the time, too. I haven't had caffeine in 10 years. And I don't want decaf. I have not had a cup of coffee in 10 years. Is, you want some coffee? No. That's funny, though. Oh, man. But it even goes to gravy for you.
Yeah.
Oh.
Such a sad life, Dan Chigrou.
I mean, soup. I still enjoy it. I just, you know, gravy. I pour it on there, and then I just kind of set it to the side and eat the other Thanksgiving staples, and then...
Does Anderson Cooper not like gravy? Can you find that out at everythingyouwantoknowaboutandersoncooper.com or whatever the hell it's called?
Good thing we've got a break coming up here.
Yeah, you look that up. See if Jay Leno likes gravy. Now, can you find out if Jay Leno likes gravy?
What if you ate gravy that had been that's cold and gelatinized?
No, thank you.
Cold and gelatinized, I think they're going to be a part of the Morning Zoo show now.
They're the main competition.
They're the main competition. Cold and gelatinized. Yeah, fighting for the ratings and shadow bags. All right, we got a break. And by the way, cold and gelatinized gravy might be on this list of forbidden foods or old foods. 312-981-7200. Forgotten foods and forgotten dinners. 312-981-7200. Tuesday, man. TLC Tuesday. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. It's TLC Tuesday, man. Here till 5 o'clock. Hi, how you doing? Opening bell at 5 o'clock. Steve Cochran at 6. Make sure you stay tuned right here on 720 WGN. Dan Chigrou here. DJ Chigrou mixing it a little bit today because it's TLC Tuesday. Esmeralda is turned into the Heart Melda, and they're dancing around in the newsroom like a lunatic.
Good songs.
I know. It's TLC Tuesday. All right. So we're talking about not liking hot liquid and the celebrities that agree. That's the topic. I do want to say that Jay in Ohio sent in a text that says, I don't like hot liquids either. Lukewarm burns the inside of my mouth. Now, is it a temperature? It's not a temperature. It's not like the sensitivity of your mouth, right, Dan?
No.
That's not the issue.
That is not the issue.
Okay.
For fear of being out of context, I don't like the way it goes down my throat.
Well, too late.
Yeah. There's because we've talked about this before, and I've thought of different ways to explain it. And there isn't. That's just the way it has to be.
Yeah, we'll hear from you again on Friday morning. Straight out of context, I can pretty much guarantee you that. All right. Esmeralda, do you have any issues with hot liquid?
None.
We should probably change the subject right now because Dan's going to have to pull all these clips for Friday morning again. We'll have to play them again. All right, farina souffle is what we were talking about. We're talking about forgotten foods that were on restaurant menus of yesteryear. And how about the dinners that you used to have when you were a kid that nobody eats anymore? 312-981-7200. And this is Joe on WGN. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how you doing, Nick?
All right, buddy, what's up?
So when we were younger, my mother used to make us the thing that we used to call poor man's spaghetti.
Poor man's spaghetti.
Yep, we had elbow macaroni, a pound of ground beef, and a bottle of ketchup. And you would just eat it up like there would be no tomorrow.
Yeah.
Go back for seconds and thirds.
So ground beef, elbow, spaghetti, and ketchup.
Yep.
Poor man's spaghetti. Now, I understand Dan was telling me that you guys are actually childhood friends.
We are. We go all the way back to grammar school.
You got a twin, right?
I do.
Yeah. Did you know that Dan was terrified of you guys?
I found that out the other day.
I wasn't terrified in grade school. It was after grade school.
Yeah, he's scared of you guys, Joe.
We were actually good friends back then.
Yeah, I know. Not anymore. Because he now think every time he sees you, he thinks of The Shining.
If we ever get the grade school reunion together, it might be a little weird, but we'll be fine.
Yeah, I'll bring my twins, Dan, so I can have two in front of you.
Oh, that's right. You have twins as well. So come with your brother, bring your twins, and have each one of them holding a hot steaming cup of coffee. And watch Dan Dan go nuts. All right, Joe, buddy. Thank you, man.
Have a good one, guys.
Okay. It's amazing how many, you know, of these meals that you had when you were a kid, a lot of it has to do with, you know, like finances. You know, like budgets and stuff like that. I mean, that's, you know, or how big your family is. Like, Joe's got a twin brother. Does he have other siblings?
I think they're the only two.
Oh, okay. But, you know, like, if you're in a big family, or if you're not in a big family, you don't have a huge income, you got to make do with what you have. You know? Like the old white bread, a little sugar, and milk. That's your cereal in the morning. A lot of people, I can't tell you how many people grew up eating that stuff. So, all right. But farina souffle. Now, I know what farina is. How do you make a souffle? Let's see. It says, we've eaten cake, ice cream, and chocolates, but few modern diners are likely to have savored farina souffle. It's a puffy dessert made from the same milled cereal grain that cream of wheat is made from at an upscale establishment. However, on September 16th, 1891, it was standard fare at the Windsor Hotel in Montreal. So it was a dessert item.
Yes, I'll have the farina souffle. Yes.
That's my rich guy. Can you believe that? Though it sounded a little bit like Thurston Howell, didn't it?
Yeah.
You're lovey. Yes, lovey. Yes, lovey.
Did you know that the character that Henry Gibson plays in the Supertramp bar in Magnolia, that his name is Thurston Howell? Because Paul Thomas Anderson is insane, and he just, I'm just going to name this guy Thurston Howell. How about this one? Oh, this sounds good. Esmeralda, let me know if you ever make this. Although, you know, you would run over a cow in the middle of the street and bring it in the house and butcher. You didn't have any issues with people running over deer and throwing them in the back of a. I remember we were talking about the restaurant that got busted for bringing in a roadkill, and you were like, so what?
Yeah. No, I've had my parents' friends. I think my brother once hit a deer, and they hit it and then called their friends to go get it. And then they made
wait.
Food.
Wait, hold on.
They just hit it.
Hold on. So the car, your brother hit it?
Yeah.
Hit it with the car?
Yeah.
Like Tommy Boy?
Yes.
Okay. And then they hid HID?
Yeah, because I believe it's not legal. I believe you're not allowed to do that.
So they hit. Why did they hide it?
Because I don't think you're allowed legally to take it.
Yeah, but they had to go back and get it.
That's why they hid it.
Hit it from what?
From other cars and
Wait,
the police.
Okay, hang on a second. Wait. So let me get this straight. It's not suspicious looking when the group of people are dragging a deer carcass off the road and what, hiding it like behind a billboard or something and burying it in grass or putting branches on it so nobody sees it?
I just know they hid it so then
my
parents' friends could go get it later. They could go get it themselves.
What's the difference between getting it now or later?
Well, because my brother, they're like, we don't need it. They would want it, though. So,
who do I work with? What is going on here? Did they want to wait till dark? I mean,
probably. Right, I think it was dark when it happened.
Okay. All right, it's dark now. Let's go get the deer carcass and start cooking.
Yeah.
Fire up the barbecue while we go get the carcass. Again, remind me never to have any food that you bring from home, Esmeralda.
It was friends of my parents. It wasn't us.
Okay. All right, how about this? Boiled ox tongue with sauce picante. Now tongue is nothing. I don't think tongue is unusual. God, this is just going to be all over on Friday.
Oh, I don't think. Well, I don't know.
I've never had ox tongue. I've had cow tongue.
Right. How prevalent is ox tongue?
I don't know. It depends on where you're driving, evidently. I don't know. In addition to beef, goose, duck, and turkey, meat lovers often savor boiled ox tongue with sauce picante if they visited the Howard House in 1899. Options for vegetarians included puree of chestnut with raw tomatoes or asparagus tips on toast. Both parties, however, would have likely enjoyed traditional English apple charlotte, a crust of buttered bread slices filled with caramelized apples. Well, that sounds like an apple pie, right? Kind of, like it's like a little, maybe that's where Hostess got the idea. You ever get one of those Hostess apple pies and bite into it and it just deflates because there's nothing in it?
They taste like plastic to me.
They used to be good. They suck now. But no. When I was a kid, they were different, man. Now I'm going to sound like I'm 100. Get off my damn lawn! And zingers are better than Twinkies. No, but if you bit into it, it had, like, apples and stuff in it. You know? Get one of them now, you bite in, it's like... It goes flat, it deflates. All right. Boiled ox tongue. Mmm, that sounds good. All right, we got more coming up here, including chow chow. And it's not a type of dog that is hit by the Leon family on the highway and then cooked later. You can buy a hair that won't grow. You can fix your nose if you say so. You can buy all the makeup the Mac can make. But if you can look inside you, find out who am I to be in the position to make me feel so. Yeah. Good morning, everybody. TLC Tuesday on the Nick DeGilio Show. I'm your overnight dude, Monday through Friday, 2 to 5 a.m. All right, we're talking about meals that really don't exist anymore. And before we took a break here, I mentioned chow chow. Now, Esmeralda, we were talking about chow chow a little bit earlier.
Well, a different chow chow.
Now, but your chow chow... involves Chex Mix and some stuff.
Right, called Puppy Chow.
It's called Puppy Chow.
At least I've known it as Puppy Chow.
But not the Puppy Chow that you actually feed puppies that is actually dog food.
No, not dog food.
It's Chex, it's like a Chex Mix with like sugar and stuff on it. And
right, so you mix, melted chocolate on Chex Mix, or Chex Squares.
Yeah.
And then you dust it with powdered sugar.
And it's called chow chow or
no,
dog chow.
Puppy chow.
Puppy chow. Well, chow chow is a pickled vegetable relish that is today considered to be a regional delicacy in the South. However, it was once a staple on restaurant menus across America.
Wouldn't that be for us, Jardinera?
I would, yeah, that would pop into my head, is that that's probably what it is, yeah. Chow Chow. I've never heard it called Chow Chow, though.
We have a better name for it.
Jardinera?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chow Chow.
It's also good stuff, too, man. Oh. How about this? Fricassee of calf's feet. How about that? That sounds like a delicacy, doesn't it?
I guess.
Somewhere between a saute and a stew, a fricassee of calf's feet would have consisted of calf's feet simmered in a thick white wine sauce.
Ugh. It's like toe cheese.
It's like foot cheese.
He would love it.
He would. I think he's eating it right now. They're locked in the studio. I can't tell, but I think he's having himself a big bowl of fricassee of calf's feet. Is that how it's ordered? Can't they come up with like a different, like some fancy schmancy name for it? You know?
What's cow's cow feet is
hoof.
Chitlins?
No. Chitlins is not.
So those knuckles?
No.
Pig knuckles?
Chitlins is guts. It's chitlins. Those are in the gut.
Oh, I thought they were pig knuckles.
No, those are knuckles.
Well, I thought they had a name.
No,
like
knuckles.
A fancy name.
No, pig's knuckles. So, you know, when my mom, evidently the story that I've heard is when my mom was pregnant with me, her biggest craving was pickled pig's feet.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
You just imagine she's just gnawing on a pig's foot.
Yeah. Gnawing on pickled pig's feet. And, eventually that went through me because I was in there going, oh, what's that going
this
by?
This is delicious.
This is fantastic. It tastes like a pig's foot. Because, you know, when I was an embryo, I knew what a pig's foot was when I was a baby.
Right. You were that smart.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Well, you know, according to Doritos, you know.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah, that baby.
Those babies can, you know, can identify Doritos in the womb.
I think they just smell it.
Just smell the Doritos.
Smell the Doritos.
How is that guy allowed in there? Dan, did you eat Doritos when you went for ultrasounds? Did you have a big bag of Doritos in there?
I wasn't hungry much.
I didn't think it was such a problem. He's hungry. He's having a snack.
She was mad, though.
She was mad.
She's really mad. What are you doing in here with the Doritos?
And then because he was essentially teasing the baby.
He was. Yeah.
That would be annoying.
It would to have you know, Rosemary's baby inside of you going
That's
nuts.
True. That is a little unsettling.
A little creepy. I actually thought that commercial was pretty good. You want to know what the best commercial ever was on the Super Bowl? Dan, have you gone and looked at any of the commercials?
I've seen a few. Yes.
Okay, the best commercial ever, and I can't believe I didn't mention this. We had a lot of stuff we had to do. We had a pretty packed show yesterday, and we had to. And did a tribute, by the way, to Bob Collins, which is a podcast. People have been asking me if that's a podcast. We did a tribute to the late, great Bob Collins on our show yesterday, and it is indeed podcast. You can check out WGNRadio.com for that, for the full tribute. But, I can't remember what – I think it was – I want to say it was Audi. And the setup was – and I'll tell you why it's the greatest commercial ever. The setup was some guys rob a bank. Oh no! It was a Prius.
Prius, yeah.
That's the joke of the joke of the commercial was that it was a Prius, that their getaway car was a Prius. But do you know who the two main robbers were?
No.
The two main robbers were the Sopotkas from The Wire season 2.
Oh, nice.
And I mean, that was just like this thing they put this Chris Bauer and I can't remember the other guy's name. Chris Bauer's from Chicago. He played Frank Sobotka, and then his nephew was the other Sobotka. In it, and they're the two guys. They're the two main bank robbers. And I'm watching it, and I'm like, oh my god, did they reunite the Sobotkas from season 2 of The Wire? Now I don't know if that was their intent, but
I bet it was
because
that's
I'm
a great little wink.
It's ridiculous. Here's the thing, though. I mean, the commercial was shot here. Like the robbery, it should have been in Baltimore. That would have been the right there. That would have made me think that, in fact, they did it on purpose. Because I don't know if they did it on purpose. Maybe I'm the only geek. Because season 2 of The Wire, which is not considered the best season by many, it's my favorite season of The Wire. And it's very unpopular for wire fanatics like myself, and I am, and as I've said millions of times before, it's the greatest television show that's ever been created, ever. But a lot of the Wire fanatics like myself don't think season two is the best. I do. My favorite season is season two. And when I saw the Sobotkas driving a Prius in a getaway car, I was like, this is the greatest commercial I've ever seen. So. 779 area code says, I remember when chicken liver used to be on the KFC menus. I do too. And it was good. Okay. All right. More forgotten foods. 312-981-7200. And we'll take a break. TLC Tuesday. Yeah. TLC Tuesday. Michael Keaton doesn't want any scrubs. I want no scrubs. Now, come on, man. You're saying scrubs. You don't say, I want no scrubs. It's not a TLC reference. I'm telling you, the other guys is a comedy masterpiece. It is seriously my favorite Will Ferrell, Adam McKay comedy. And it is, God, is it funny. All right. Nick DiCilio here from 2 to 5 every weekday morning. 5 o'clock is the opening bell. 6 o'clock, my buddy Steve Cochran. Okay. We're talking about old weird food items and dinners that people used to make and you could find on restaurant menus, but you don't really see anymore. We got a bunch of texts coming in. If you want to call in or text, it's 312-981-7200. And let's see. 224 area code says lamb kidneys. Just the thought of it now, it was yucky. My mom used to make them, and we had to eat them or go hungry. I bet I don't think I've ever had lamb kidneys. Yeah, have you ever had lamb kidneys?
No. I'm new to all the guts and things.
Yeah.
I don't really try many of those.
Okay. How about like sweetbreads and stuff? That's what they.
I love sweetbreads.
You know what sweetbreads are?
Yes.
They're guts.
No, they're like
those are like organs. They're
right. I mean, they're different. There's different name or not different names. Sweetbreads can be, I think, lymph nodes.
Yes, they can. Yes, you're
but
right.
They can also be underneath the lungs. So. I don't know which ones I like. I don't know.
Sweetbreads are good.
But they are delicious.
Yes, they are. David said, my mother used to make a dinner called mock chicken legs, and it was not made with chicken at all. I'm not sure what the meat was.
No.
You can't get much more inexpensive meat than chicken. Can you?
I mean, you might as well just go veg.
Well, maybe she did. Maybe there was no...
Yeah, maybe it was tofu.
There was, like, no meat in it at all. And, you know, because chicken is the cheapest. Isn't chicken the cheapest meat you can get?
I think so, yeah, especially chicken legs.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you the Eileen Tofu story?
The Eileen Tofu story. No.
She went to Trader Joe's and was looking to buy chicken strips. And so she grabbed this package that said chicken-less strips, not realizing it was tofu. And so, like, when I was unpacking the groceries, I looked at it. I'm like, oh, this is something different, interesting. So flash forward, like, a week and a half, we're making spaghetti, and she put the tofu in there. She takes one bite and goes, oh, my God, throw it out. The chicken's awful. It's gone. It's gone bad. It's gone bad. And I'm like, it's tofu. And she's like, it's what?
She was disgusted. She was disgusted by tofu.
Well, when you think it's rotten chicken.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, it's good that it wasn't rotten chicken.
I agree.
Yeah. You put chicken in spaghetti?
Occasionally.
Occasionally?
Like parm.
Chicken parm?
Yeah.
But not like you don't put like... Do you put like shredded chicken in there? I don't think I've ever had shredded chicken in spaghetti.
Yeah.
I'm Italian. I don't think that's allowed.
I don't think I've done shredded chicken, but Yeah, like a chicken parm.
Well, chicken parm, yes. Like the patty with the breading on it and everything.
Yeah, and you do underneath some pasta.
Yeah, no, I know that. I'm just saying, well, I was thinking like you just threw some some chicken in there.
That's bite-sized pieces of chicken.
I've never did you break this? Did you break the pasta in half
No, we don't do that anymore in our household. You know what's really good with pasta is bison.
All right.
I'm a fan of marinara sauce with beef, with like, you know, shredded beef and stuff like that. And I love that stuff. It's great. I bet bison would be. I mean, I love bison. Bison's good. Have you ever hit?
I don't think I've
ever. You ever hit bison?
Ever
with
hit
your
a bison?
Car? Yeah.
I don't think we'd be here if bison. If I hit a bison.
We do have some roadkill texts coming up for you, Esmeralda.
Hit one.
You should
deer.
Put a cookbook together. Roadkill delights. Esmeralda's roadkill delights.
We don't do it. It's our parents.
Do you just go out
friends.
On the road and wait for animals to cross the road and then gun the car so you can have some dinner? I've been waiting here for 45 minutes, man. There's going to be, you're by a sign that says Animal Crossing. You just got your Buick all revved up and ready to go.
I could do it with rabbits. I see plenty of them.
Oh, well, by your place, there's that glass rabbit,
the ceramic.
Formica rabbit.
Which I
Formica Ditka.
I think it's smirking evilly.
You know why? Because you kill animals with your car and then eat them. That's why it's smirking. 630 area code says, we used to have prune whip for dessert.
Oh, oh man. I'd rather just go without.
It was after holiday meals. It's stewed prunes that are put through a grinding and then mixed with whipped cream. I can't say that I was ever brave enough to try it. Fortunately, my mother did not continue this tradition.
No, thank you.
You know, prunes aren't bad.
No, but you know? I don't know if I want to eat them in a whipped form.
Joseph simply says Velveeta is gross. Velveeta rules.
We were never a Velveeta. We never ate Velveeta.
I love Velveeta.
We had real cheese.
No, it's not real. I know it's not real. But I like Velveeta.
Some Rotel.
Yeah, I like Rotel.
You make some hot dip.
Yeah, I love that stuff.
Dan
sure.
Dan wouldn't eat it.
Well, it's because you're right? Mexican, right?
No, I said Dan wouldn't eat it.
Oh, I thought you said
cheese.
We wouldn't eat it. Oh, yeah, hot cheese. He won't eat that. He'll let it cool and congeal. 262 says Chi-Chi's used to serve El Grande Burro. Well, wait, hold on a second.
It's just a big burrito.
A burro is a donkey, right? Isn't a burro a donkey?
Yes.
Why the hell would you order, unless you hit a car with it, or hit it with a car, why would you order something that's a big donkey? I'd like a big donkey.
Well, what do you think a burrito is?
What?
A tiny burro.
It's a tiny burro. Yeah. So it's a small donkey?
Well, it's a small burrito. It's a small, tiny thing.
So the word burrito is derived from the word donkey.
Probably. Because it's a big honking mass.
Burro is the Spanish word for donkey, and I always worried what the meat was, they said.
No, it's just a burrito. Calm down, folks.
Roadkill.
Not selling
donkey. Well, not anymore.
Meat.
They took it off the menu. I think there are too many complaints. Except you went in there and went, look, I got pieces of this on the grill of my car out front.
I got a mule in the back.
Don't worry about it. Just give me a knife, and I can just scrape some of the stuff off the grill of my car, and we can cook it up right here. Mm-hmm. 765 area code says, not sure about Illinois law, but Indiana law allows you to gather the carcass within 24 hours after hitting it. Well, that's good to know.
I don't think you can. I don't know. I don't know why they were hiding it. Don't ask. I wasn't, you know, looking up the law books, but I think that's what they thought.
How long before we can pick this up? Is there a difference between Illinois law and Indiana law?
Although I would think 24 hours is a bit.
Yeah, they want time for the worms and flies to set in. That's, you know.
We did just get a call from Rich confirming it is legal in Illinois to eat your roadkill.
Oh, is it? Well, then I don't know what they were doing.
Well, why were they being so secret and secretive? Maybe they didn't know.
Well, because it's deer.
What the hell difference
Isn't
does it make, right?
For that?
I don't know.
Wait. There's seasons for when you can hit a deer with a car?
Deer hunting season.
Yeah.
But you're not hunting it with a car.
Yeah, I don't think they make a difference. So if it's within,
so wait
like
a second.
Certain...
Wait. So if it's deer season, if it's hunting season, you can legally just fly down the street in your Cordova and smash into a deer.
Well, I don't know. I'm assuming not. Well, no. During deer hunting, yes, but not.
It's okay during deer season.
I mean.
So if people like, I'm offended by guns, but I got a Buick.
I'll just hit
it's
it.
It's deer hunting season, and I'm just going to go 80 until I smash through this deer.
I mean, no, because that will really, I mean, deers are, have you ever hit a deer?
No.
It messes up your car.
I've seen Tommy Boy. I know what it can do.
Well, there you go.
Especially when it's still alive and you put it in the back seat of the car.
It's a very expensive way to kill a deer.
That's right.
Rich suggested Esmeralda open her own restaurant that was Roadkill. And the tagline would be hot off the grill.
Well, you know, I do have a restaurant idea.
Oh, God.
It's a place that would be called Stuff It. So it's all dumplings. And
that's not bad.
From all over the world. So it'd be pierogies.
By the way, copyright Esmeralda Leon. This is a good idea.
February 9th.
Yeah, I'm never going to make. I'm no
but you want somebody else to steal it, and then you're going to sit at home and go, look at this jerk with the Stuff It restaurant making millions of dollars.
I kind of want someone to do it. So
I'm hungry.
I
got to go on the. In the car, drive down the highway really fast and hit something.
I want someone to do it because I'm not going to.
815 just texted in that he hit a raccoon at the 88-mile marker on 127 in case you're hungry, Esmeralda.
I'll go get it. I'll see you in a minute. I'll be there. By the way, Dan, can I get a ride to
I-80? For that, I will.
Are we just going to get roadkill reports now for every morning for Esmeralda? Esmeralda, if you're, I understand that your fridge is starting to empty out a little bit.
Yeah.
You're getting low on groceries. We'll get some roadkill reports for you so you know where to go.
Yeah, I need to do some shopping.
Shopping along I-88. Wouldn't it be cool, though, if we had alligators in this area?
No.
You could run an alligator over. You ever have alligator?
I would not. I think it would chomp at your wheel.
Not if you're going 90. Alligators are really slow.
Well, I don't know where you're going 90, Nick, because that would be illegal.
Oh, sorry.
Just do this all on the up and up.
Yeah. All right.
See, now people are going to see me walking down the street, and they're just going to throw roadkill at me or give me
the
roadkill
recipes.
You're on
the radio. Don't worry about it.
No one's going to know.
No one's going to know. Okay, we have to break here, and then we'll come back with more appetizing topics. And Esmeralda's They failed to mention that you have to hit the prunes with a car. You have to run the prunes over before you make them. That's what makes them whipped. Oh, man. All right. Yeah. TLC Tuesday. Enjoying TLC Tuesday. Esmeralda the Heart Melda is enjoying Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. TLC Tuesday, baby. Yeah. Okay. 414 area code says, Nick, now I'm picturing Esmeralda hiding deer like Marty McFly hid his DeLorean in Back to the Future.
I'm putting, a bunch of tree branches behind billboard.
Right.
Yeah.
Glenn in Evanston says, ramen noodles with Alfredo sauce. Well, if you could make Alfredo sauce, or buy Alfredo sauce, wouldn't you be able to afford better noodles than ramen noodles?
That's true.
Or a noodle that stands up to Alfredo sauce is very heavy.
I guess that's when you're out of noodles.
Sure.
You have ramen noodles.
But Alfredo sauce is really heavy. You don't want to have angel hair or ramen noodles or anything like that. It's just too heavy. It'll clump up the noodles. You want You want a hefty noodle.
Well, those ramen noodles are pretty space age, so I think they can handle Alfredo.
630 area code says, my mom used to make creamed eggs on toast. It was a cheap meal, but filling. White sauce and sliced hard-boiled eggs over toast. That sounds good.
See, now I was thinking
you get a simple bechamel? I guess it's...
Soft-boiled sounds better.
To mix it with the bechamel?
Right.
Okay.
Do a poached egg? Ooh. Oh, it would be like Eggs Benedict.
It would be like Eggs Benedict. One of the mother sauces. How about pasta with breakfast sausage and a can of tomatoes?
Wait, what is it?
Pasta with breakfast sausage and a can of tomatoes.
Yeah, what?
No, I guess it's like an alternative to like spaghetti and meatballs, right?
Yeah.
Okay, here's Brian real quick with some rules of the road with, with roadkill. Hey, Brian.
Hello, good morning.
Morning.
Glad to show. So I was loyal to for your deer collection. All you got to do is call them into the Department of Natural Resources. You can have as many as you want. You can actually get fined for having one and you didn't report it.
Oh.
So I think that's what they were doing. They just didn't want to call it
in. They didn't want to call it in.
But you can have all the squirrels, rabbits, no problem. That's all on you.
All right.
Just deer.
So just make the phone call. All right.
Yeah, just make the phone call.
All right. Okay, Brian, thanks. That's going to make you feel a lot less guilty when you're mowing down animals on the street.
I wonder if I can make the phone call after I've collected the pile. Just because if I keep hitting them.
You're just going to let them pile up?
Make a lot of phone calls.
That's a lot of phone calls. You don't want to use up your minutes calling in all those dead animals that you kill.
Exactly.
262 area code says, we had BLTs, but we would run out of bacon. So you would just put bacon grease on the bread with lettuce and tomato.
That sounds kind of nice.
Well, anything with bacon grease is good.
Right.
Do you guys have the? You ever have the coffee can with the bacon grease?
I have that right now.
Yeah, everybody. It's the
I
best.
Have a little jar.
It's the best. Bacon grease is awesome. You put it on anything. You can cook in bacon fat. It's it's so good. I was watching the Family Feud there with the guy who announces the wrong winners to everything.
Steve Harvey.
Yeah, and he. I got 67 buttons on my suit.
Player.
I got 67 buttons on my suit. It's from Italy. Player. So the question on the Family Feud was if you wanted to entice a man with perfume that smelled like food, what food should it smell like?
Okay.
I immediately said bacon.
Right.
Bacon was like number four.
What was number one?
Beef.
Okay, I can
which
see
is I can
steak.
See that too. But how is it not bacon? How is number one not bacon?
How is it not number two? What was two?
Pork.
Well,
pork. Yeah, it is. No, it's now. Hold on. Here's the thing. What is that quote that Homer Simpson has? It's that the pig, where he's like, you're not going to eat. What about pork chops? No. When Lisa's going to go vegetarian.
Yes.
Pork chops. No. Bacon. No. Well, what about ham? No. Those are all from the same animal. Oh, sure, Lisa. A wonderful, magical animal. And he's right. The pig is the greatest animal of all time to eat.
Pig knuckles.
Why don't you go out and hit some pigs?
I would if I could.
Legally, you just got to make a phone call. You can go out and kill Babe right now. All right. We have to go to, we're going to say hi to Steve on the opening bell. Hey, Steve.
Hi. Good morning. How are you?
All right.
You know, if you do hit a deer and you don't want it yourself, I think there are some charities that you can donate it to. They actually come and get it if it's fresh, and they use it for food pantries in Illinois.
See, now don't you feel guilty for hauling it off to eat your own?
Yeah.
You could have helped out some people there, Esmeralda.
I don't know they do possums and stuff like that, but they do
okay. Well,
deer.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
Didn't know
yeah.
that.
Keep the possums.
Keep the possums. Give out the donate the deer. There you
go.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. Thank you, Steve.
Have a good day.
Have a great day. All right, Esmeralda, a couple more quick texts here before we go.
Mm-hmm.
630 area code says, my dad made fried cornmeal mush. Nowadays, it's high-class polenta. Well, that's what polenta is. Polenta's good, man.
I love how he's like, high-class polenta now.
Well, yeah, I get, you know, it is kind of interesting because, like, polenta is one of these sort of, it's not fancy.
No.
But it's a, you know, it's an established food. People, you can get it in fine dining establishments. Mm-hmm. But before, like, polenta, it is. It's cornmeal. It's just like mush.
It was an Italian.
You're damn
staple,
right it
I'm
was.
Assuming more.
Yes, it was. Still is. 815 area code says, my babysitter said that they couldn't afford jelly. So she would make me peanut butter and butter the toast every morning. And I still make it once in a while. How can you afford peanut butter and not jelly? Isn't peanut butter more expensive than jelly?
Well, it's fruit.
Not really. Not all of them. Isn't peanut butter more expensive than jelly?
I don't like peanut butter, so.
What?
I don't like peanut butter.
What the hell is wrong with
you? I would have taken that toast, but just with the butter.
You don't like peanut butter either, right, Dan?
I've had 3 peanut butter jelly sandwiches in my life.
I've had
That's right, we've
like
talked about
one.
This before. You guys are out of your mind. What yeah. what
I don't need to be like that dog.
You know
that
why?
Can't
because you can't
chew.
Run over a peanut in the middle of the road. That's why you don't like it.
I could. I would make peanut butter out of it. Still won't.
And then
eat
never
it.
Eat it.
She'll break for peanuts.
Do you like peanuts? Like, do you eat peanuts?
No, I don't like eating straight peanuts. No.
You don't either, right,
dude? I like peanuts. I'll eat peanuts.
No, thank you. I like peanut sauce and peanuts on stuff, but I won't eat them straight or peanut butter alone.
There's something wrong with both
Ugh.
Of you.
No, thank you.
And then 224 Erico says, let's not forget chip beef on toast. I love chip beef on toast.
Isn't that just beef with like a sauce?
They call it something on a shingle. That's what the guys in the armed forces used to call it.
But it's just sauce, right?
It's something. Something on a
it's chipped beef.
It's something on a shingle is what it is. All right, we got a break here. Esmeralda, I'll see you tomorrow.
Yes.
Okay. The news is next on WGN.